Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98BXY.
With election day just 2 weeks underway, the election workers are reporting that the Rochester area polling centers are working extremely hard to make sure that everyone feels safe and comfortable while coming out to vote for the presidential candidate here. So what's in store if you do choose to go in person when it comes to voting? Well, there's going to be a lot of different things, especially right here in Rochester. There's going to be a lot of different doors for people to enter, hand sanitizer everywhere, arrows on the ground, similar to like a grocery store where you have to maintain your social distancing. And this makes me nervous, not for the sense of the safety. I think they'll do fine with the safety aspect, but just polling in general always brings such a big crowd. And there's, when big crowds come long waits, but especially with the social distancing, what if it snows on that Tuesday? Wow, what if we have to stand outside?
Wow,
I'm panicking.
Yeah. What if frogs rain from the sky? I don't know.
What if I get attacked by a bird while waiting to vote?
We'll figure it out.
But it's nice to know that they're taking the precautions necessary, and everyone go vote, please.
By the way, if you want to go a little quicker, you can do an absentee ballot and just turn it in.
Yes, you can. A lot of people have been doing that.
Or trust the mail. I guess there's also that. That's a possibility. All right, moving on. The SUNY Cortland campus is doing what it can to help stop the spread of COVID-19. The campus will remain on pause for in-person learning for another 2 weeks, though the college president said numbers are headed in the right direction. Nice to hear of a SUNY school where that is happening. Enforcement of COVID-19 guidelines has increased in the off-campus community to try and prevent more cases from popping up. The off-campus student population was a focus for law enforcement these past few weeks as they tried to stop the spread. Earlier this month, City of Cortland police busted a few parties for not following guidelines. They've been partnering with SUNY police to crack down. But here's the good news, Breeze. Just last week, City of Cortland police went out looking for college parties. They didn't find a single one. The department told a news station there it believes most of the off-campus students have actually left because of COVID-19. So that's why there's no parties. They're not there. The college president said that dozens of students are facing discipline after not following guidelines. And now it seems the student body is getting the message. So hopefully that is the case throughout the SUNY system, and especially here with some SUNY schools a little closer to us.
All right. Perfect. Something that's not so perfect, the Monroe County, Public Health Commissioner and Adam Bello, Wednesday, they actually saw the most active COVID-19 cases they've had in months. So according to the county's dashboard, there was 493 active cases as of Wednesday evening. And after 86 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed, that brings it to the most active cases they've seen since July 3rd. And right now, 40 people are in the hospital and 10 of them are in the ICU. Here is one of the tells that you have been really not hearing much about: children. Okay. So one of the biggest things that we've heard, learned, and talked about here on the show is that children aren't really carrying a lot of these cases, right? People have said before, children are barriers. They're not going to transmit this virus, but that's actually not the case. So there were two active cases of young girls younger than age 10. Four more of those girls were between the age of 10 and 19. And then there were 6 boys between the age of 10 and 19 that also were included in that cluster of cases that we talked about earlier. So that's not good. County leaders and medical experts say that parents shouldn't be panicked by this uptick of cases, but just be more cautious when heading to school, when heading to, you know, sports, things like that, and make sure everyone stays safe.
Yep, stay safe. There you go. And finally, the Team PXY feed, some more changes, some more redefining of COVID-19 stuff. Yesterday, U.S. health officials redefined what counts as close contact with someone with COVID to include briefer but repeated encounters. So for months, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said close contact meant spending a solid 15 minutes within 6 feet of someone who tested positive for coronavirus. The CDC has changed it to a total of 15 minutes or more. So shorter but repeated contacts that add up to 15 minutes over a 24-hour period now count as well. The CDC advises anyone who's been in close contact with a COVID-19 patient to quarantine for 2 weeks. The change may prompt health departments to do contact tracing in cases where an exposure might previously have been considered too brief. So important to know, again, more changes coming on through. Coming up next in Team PXY feed, more help for small businesses, specifically here in Monroe County. We'll tell you about that around 8:25. Breeze, up online at 98pxy.com. By far, the most viewed story this morning is 100% the parents that named their daughter after an internet provider to get free Wi-Fi for 18 years. You did the quick math on that. Over the course of the 18 years, you said that would be $50,000.
That's on the low end of the Wi-Fi that I have. Okay. I only pay $50 a month for mine.
Okay.
But I know some internet providers are like $100, $150.
Judging from the responses that we've gotten both on our Facebook page, on the text line at 585-222-9800, even if it meant $50,000 of free Wi-Fi over the course of 18 years, yeah, haven't found one person who said, yeah, I would definitely name my kid after this internet provider. They had one of two names to use, depending on if it's a boy or a girl, by the way. If you want to see what those names are, definitely take a look right now at 98pxy.com. Do you think it would be child abuse if you named your child one of these names?
I think it would be because you're using your child for profitable gain.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go out on a limb here and say the only reason they had a child was to get free Wi-Fi.
I don't think
but
that,
I will
no.
say the only reason they had a child was to get free Wi-Fi.
The only reason they named their child that was 100% for free Wi-Fi. If you want to see that story, 98pxy.com.
She was like, Jerry, I know we're broke, but I'm ovulating.
Also up there on the website today, the good news, as it always is, and some of the highlights from today. Another study found the pandemic has given us more time to bond with our kids. Certainly a big benefit. A new app is helping doctors predict who's at risk for severe symptoms, and an 11-year-old boy in Italy hiked 1,700 miles across Europe with his dad just to visit his grandma in England. Very sweet story. Get more on that at 98pxy.com. Can also jump back in for today's Savage or Sensible. We were trying to figure out how we could relate the second presidential debate happening tonight to Savage or Sensible, and with the introduction of the mute button, which is going to be a thing tonight. Curious to see how well that works out. We have come up with Savage or Sensible, muting someone in a Zoom call who keeps talking.
It's iconic.
Breezy's going sensible all the way on this one. You say that this is just another example. Using your resources.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. There's a bunch of people that tend to agree with me that maybe not the first course of action should be muting that person. Maybe it is like a, hey, hang on until the end to ask your questions. Maybe that's
please
better.
Please hold.
Yeah. Maybe just a little brush back pitch to start off. But what do you think? You could jump in. 585-222-9800. Again, the poll is up at 98pxy.com if you want to vote. Savage or Sensible, muting someone in a Zoom call who keeps talking. We'll get back to that next. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.